Okay, I've had enough. I'm not going to take no more. It suddenly struck me why I don't enjoy comics as much as I used to.
Right.
I mean, I used to be a big fan of all the superhero comics and stuff.
Yep.
But this was back in the day when, you know, typically a story would take one issue. Or sometimes, if you got Tales to Astonish or Strange Tales or something, you'd have two stories in an issue.
I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah, and this is well before these galaxy-spanning secret wars that take over the entire line of all the comics of a particular...
True,
forcing you to buy every one of them.
But you can buy every one of them, but you don't actually get any further than the story. They're just fighting each other to no great purpose. The story itself was probably two issues worth maximum,
The issue is not a story that runs across many issues. It's that nothing actually progresses, really.
Exactly. It's padding.
It's like soap opera for comics.
Exactly. Yep. Now, I mean, comic books are soap opera anyway. You just only have to look at Peter Parker or his variations. But they used to tell you a story in an issue, or maybe over two issues at worst.
Mm.
But nowadays, the chances are that it'll take a whole year worth of comic books to tell you a story they could have told in one issue in the old days.
Okay.
And it's certainly so in a lot of the superhero comics of the DC, Marvel, current batch. And then they have these galaxy-spanning huge events that involve everybody they can name, and nothing much happens, and it's probably three issues worth of story all in, spread over 30 different titles for seven months at a time.
Sharing house with you years ago in the 80s, and reading Swamp Thing, which seemed to run for... There was a connectedness that seemed to run for a year or so.
Yeah.
So that's not the issue.
No, but there were things happening in each issue.
Okay.
The issue is that they've padded them out so much that quite often you read a comic book, there's not much happening.
Hmm.
You don't feel satisfied.
It's very annoying, yes.
Now, that's not true of all comic books. Usagi Yojimbo, for example, that packs lots of story in each issue.
Not an American comic, so that could be... Yeah.
Well, the Atomic Robo adventures.
Hmm.
Yeah, quite often they're like 10-page stories.
Yeah.
And they pack lots in. There are good examples of comics that have got lots of story, lots of interesting things happening, things progressing in each issue. But the problem is a lot of the superhero comics tend to be dragged out and padded in the extreme. And so it's a bit like the difference between British TV series and American TV series. British, they say, it's a 3 episodes or 6 episodes in a season. No worries. The American, it's got to be 22 or 23 episodes, and we'll pad it out to make 22 or 23 episodes.
Yep.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But in terms of comic books, it's very hard to find a series where you'd buy an issue and just reading that one comic book would be interesting and satisfying.
Mm.
You think, oh no, it's a continued story. Or it continues over 4 related titles or something.
Yep.
And all too often, most of this comic book is this fight between these two heroes who should be on the same side but can't be bothered talking to each other. I'm sorry, I'm just sick of that. I like the good old-fashioned
modern dilemma, that one.
Stories where you actually get a solid story. And there are some writers who still do that.
Yeah.
And good on them. And quite often the graphic novels you find manage to pack a lot of story in their pages.
Yeah.
It's the run-of-the-mill superhero comic book that just pads out a year's worth of issues with not much story that I'm objecting to.
Fair enough. This is definitely a more modern problem.
I think it's been a trend to, you know, great artwork, lovely stuff, very pretty, no story.
Okay, that's not good.